Helen and Shield with Your Afternoon on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
I'm asking the question today about whether you have a little grand final tradition you don't think happens in too many other homes. It's not so little for Brad from Longford.
Hello, Helen. I'm speaking to you from the sunny Gold Coast in Queensland, having just attended my 54th AFL-VFL grand final live, in person, in a row.
What was your first one? Who played in that first ever grand final you saw?
That was 1969. It was Carlton and Richmond. I can't recall that particular game, but I do the year later, 1970, one of the most famous grand finals of all time, where Carlton came back to roll Collingwood. I think they were down by 43 points at half-time. And Teddy Hopkins, I remember his long sleeves and his beautiful blonde hair and the flashes going off,
yeah,
as we used back then, as they used to use for the newspapers. So, it's just been an amazing journey, and this particular one has significance because, of course, it's the only one outside of Victoria. Did go to the one at VFL Park then in Waverley. That was 1991. All the rest have been at the MCG, apart from, of course, this one, which was at the Gabba.
Yeah, what did you think of seeing an AFL grand final at the Gabba?
I thought it was pretty good. Public transport was terrific. Look, I'm a traditionalist. I do like the daytime starts. But, oh, Helen, that wolf mother. Now, I didn't know what I thought that was some sort of drink you had with caffeine in it. But they went right off at half time. Oh, that was super. They were fantastic. And the place lit up, and they gave us all these wristbands and like watches. But they had these little LCD lights,
ooh,
which were programmed from someone within the stadium. They went. They had red and blue colours. Well, that was great because that's why I'm a Melbourne supporter.
Uh-huh.
That'll give you an insight, Helen, into how hard this journey of 54 grand finals has been for me. But it went off at the start of every quarter. They all turned to red. They flickered when they had the right sort of timing with Wolf Mother and the other acts. I've got to tell you, the AFL did a terrific job, and I thought the standard was fantastic, and it was a super game because most grand finals tend to be a bit dull, but this was a great one.
Who took you to your first one?
Dr. Jeff Walker, a mathematician. Jeff's about 75 now. My father's Harry Beitzel, who some of the listeners might know as the member of the Australian Football Hall of Fame. Dad got there because he was an AFL Grand Final umpire in 1955, which Melbourne won. Good on the D's, good on Dad. And what happened was Dad was on radio then. It was on radio with the ABC as well as commercial. even back in the 60s, there was conflicts of interest, Helen. And so Dad was broadcasting, and my mum and Dad knew how much I liked going to the footy with my mum. But very hard to get to the grand final. So Jeff got me a ticket. I was a Melbourne junior member. He was a Melbourne adult member. And we went to the first 5 or 6 years of my run. We were with Jeff.
At what point did you think, I can never not do this now? This is what I do with my October.
Well, in 1987, I was working for the ABC in Perth, WA, under the famous, as much as he was infamous, George Grulicic. And the flight back and return back in 1987 was about $1,200,
$1,987. Oh,
exactly. Thank gosh for the deregulation of the airlines. And I was struggling to go, but my team, Melbourne, made its run to the famous or infamous preliminary grand final that year.
Uh-huh.
And I decided I'd come back for the preliminary final. I'm so pleased I did because my father, Harry, picked me up from the airport and Dad really played air checks, so on tape back in those days, in his car. He was so proud of an interview he'd done with Jim Steins and Sean White. I'm actually tearing up thinking about this. They had just played in their first two finals and Dad interviewed their parents.
Oh.
Wow. And it was a great, great experience with my father. And it was a great, great memory. That's probably, that was only the prelim, but of course I stayed for the grand final, which sadly Melbourne missed out by with a kick after the siren.
Yeah. But you'd pay however many $1,000 to do something like that again.
Oh, absolutely, because Dad was, he was fully over the top with his self-confidence, but he rarely listened to his on-air stuff. I don't know why that was, but this particular day he was particularly proud of how he, because overseas calls then, not that common, let alone interviews in the rooms after the games, one of my father's inventions for AFL. So, by that stage, I'll just explain, by that stage I was becoming too old to use. My father was getting me finals tickets, and I'd already put my name down to become an MCC member. So the MCC is the guardians of the MCG.
Uh-huh.
I did that in 1977 when I was about 15 years old. And my full membership, which entitles me to access to the grand final, came through in 1996.
Oh, wow.
So since then, I've been on the MCC allocation of tickets. And this year was it was difficult because a friend of mine who I've been with to about the past 25 grand finals, he's in Melbourne, couldn't leave, and when I rang him, he started crying.
Mm.
I'd like to think, Helen, because he's going to miss being with me, but I think it was more so he couldn't get out of Melbourne.
I think that was probably it.
But I also want to acknowledge I started planning for this 12 weeks ago because it was up in the air, and where I work at Relationships Australia in Launceston, my boss, Dish McKnight, was so supportive and flexible to allow me to, if I hadn't had to stay in self-isolation when I come back tomorrow, she was going to allow me to work remotely for 2 weeks.
So, yes.
And thankfully, our Premier's lifted that restriction as of today, so I'm back at work on Wednesday.
Well, clearly, you'll be at the grand final next year, whether that is at the MCG or not. Can the D's get up in 2021?
I have a day of depression the day after the grand final, Helen. I'm very flat because I don't think I'll ever see one.
Oh.
That's just how sad it is. I don't think Melbourne's got the culture, and I don't think they've got everything. It's an incredibly competitive field with 18 teams, and you've just got to be super-duper ahead of the game. And Melbourne, generally speaking, since I've been following them, has been behind the leaders off the field. And that's where it's all happened. So, sadly, Helen, I don't think I will, but I do enjoy the grand final weekend until the day after, thinking, ah!
It wasn't that long ago Tigers fans were a depressed lot getting laughed at, you know?
Yes, yes, I know that. I know that. And I think that I was thinking about that too yesterday. Thanks for reminding me, Helen. As with all supporters, you become addicted to your club and you live in hope.